Nolte, CNN hiring John Kasich is another never Trump payoff. By John Nolte on January 15, 2019. If a restaurant already has more than enough cooks, why hire another cook? If a car dealership is already overflowing with cars, why buy another car? If a construction site already has more than enough day laborers, why hire another day laborer? If a far-left news organization already has a massive pile of never-Trump voices, why hire John Kasich? CNN announced Tuesday that it has added former Ohio Governor John Kasich to its crack team of analysts. Why? The anti-Trump news outlet is already jammed up with never-Trump voices, with a countless number of bitter Republicans who hate Trump. In fact, on Monday, the fake news outlet announced it hired two anti-Trumpers who helped to drive the Weekly Standard into the ground. Why? What can these guys, what can a 66-year-old John Kasich add to a last-place cable channel already overflowing with the only thing Kasich has to offer? Just off the top of my head, CNN is already filled with useless and uninteresting never-Trump deadwood. S.E. Cupp, Max Boot, Amanda Carpenter, David Frum, Anna Navarro, Mia Love, Margaret Hoover. What can Kasich possibly add? Now, I completely understand why CNN and the Washington Post and the New York Times and NBC News and the rest would not hire Trump supporters. The media have an agenda. They want to drive Trump from office by any means necessary, including the use of violence, and will do anything to stop him from serving a second term or furthering his mandate. That I get. There is no mystery about that. But another never-Trump voice? Why add another soprano to a chorus already filled with sopranos? The whole idea that Kasich might challenge Trump in 2020 for the Republican nomination is the biggest pile of fake news ever shoveled. During the 2016 Republican primary, and as that state's sitting governor, Kasich was only able to win with a plurality of Ohio votes. Other than Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, losing his home state to Trump, it does not get any more pathetic than that. What's more, in 2016, Kasich was still seen in something resembling a conservative. This was before he came out of the closet as a Democrat, as a pro-abortion governor in the pocket of left-wing unions. If Kasich does challenge Trump for the nomination in 2020, it will be a total vanity project because his campaign is a non-starter. Now that Kasich has embraced the far left, where will his establishment support come from? Other than those willing to reveal that they too oppose right-to-work laws and support late-term abortion, not to mention Obamacare, gun control, open borders, high taxes, and the climate change hoax. So let me ask again, why add an unnecessary voice to an already overstaffed chorus, someone who will be lost in the cacophony? What I see is a big political payoff. Not only a direct payoff to Kasich, but a way to send a message to other Republicans that if they sell out, if they betray their own, CNN and the Washington Post and the New York Times and the rest of the media will pay you off, will create an unnecessary job for you as a reward, and do so regardless of your talent, popularity, credibility, or conservative credentials. Obviously, this is a terrible business model. But the media are not about the business of journalism or even the business of business. This is all about a political agenda. And if that means creating a lucrative slush fund for never-Trump losers as a means to create more never-Trump losers, so be it. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.